talking with Shane McClintock, the Clinton County Environmental Health Director. So I got that title in there, Shane. One thing the Board of Health is working on is a radon program, help people detect radon in their homes. Tell us a bit about what's going on.
Well, we've always sold radon kits here in Clinton County Health Department. It's just recently where we got a grant allowing us to do free radon tests from the Iowa Cancer Consortium, and we're very appreciative of what they've done. We're calling it the Clinton County... Clinton County Radon Outreach Program. We are trying to pair that with water tests that we're currently doing as well out in the county. We do those for free as well through grants of county funds. So we're just hoping to get a good base number and trying to find out exactly what kind of radon problem we may have in the county, and just trying to see if maybe we can secure future funding and be able to get all these kind of things tested for free in the county.
Mentioned radon is one we're talking about. What's the issue with radon for the public if they aren't aware of the... It's been around, been talked about for a few years, but we mentioned tests for radon. Why is that important?
It is actually the number one cause of lung cancer for non-smokers. And so that's a particularly troubling stat. So it also increases, if you are a smoker, over 9 times as much chance of getting lung cancer as you would if you were just smoking by itself. So it also has been associated with cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's, lots of other issues that we're probably going to find out in the future.
What about testing? What's involved with that? You mentioned you're trying to, people can get free testing kits. How do they do that? How difficult is it? If I pick one up, do I have to be a handyman to get it done?
No, and right now we are actually going out and the ones that are setting that up to make it even easier. So if someone gives us a call, my assistant would be happy to go ahead and set up a time for us to come out and put that radon kit up. Basically, what we're looking for is in a lived-in area in the home. Usually, we can try to get a bedroom or a living room. We don't want to keep it next to walls or any kind of places where you can get some temperature fluctuations. Don't want to keep it directly over a stove or any kind of vents. So it's mostly just trying to put it in areas that are kind of out of the way, but won't be affected or change the parameters of what the kids are looking for. So right now, the fact that we can set those up, I think it makes it best for people to get the best results anyways and find out exactly what they have there.
You mentioned, is this anywhere, is the city of Clinton included in this, or is it only Clinton County outside the city? Can anybody anywhere?
Anybody anywhere in the county can go ahead and ask for the radon test. We'd be happy to set them up. We're limited to 300 with this initial funding. We've probably gone through only around 10 or so at this point. So we still have quite a few that we can do. We're running that through June 1st of 2017 or when we run out. So if we get a call, we'll be happy to come out and get that taken care of for anybody as long as they're in the county.
You mentioned water testing, too, not directly related to the radon testing, but you can do that, especially in rural areas at the same time.
Yes, exactly. A lot of people have actually called for water testing, and we've let them know that we're also doing radon testing as well. So we try to combo those together, and we try to maximize the effect and of what we can do for people, especially since these are free. We just want to offer as many things at one time as we can to people.
Shane, if somebody wants some information, they want to get one of these kits, what do they need to do?
They can contact us in numerous ways. The easiest way is just to call our mainline number, which is 563-659-8148. You can also email me or Lisa Frederick, and we would be happy to do that. If you went to the Clinton County website and just clicked on the health department, you will see both of our emails there.
And Shane, if somebody, you mentioned you would like to get this done as soon as possible, you have what, till June? Does the weather, wintertime weather, play a part in the testing? Do you have to have certain kinds of outdoor weather at home, shut up, open windows, those kind of things?
Winter is actually probably the best time to actually do the testing because you are having the windows closed. So you're getting a good representation of where that radon level could be at its highest. So we really encourage people to call in the winter. We're always asking for closed home conditions. So we're asking for all windows to be closed, doors to be not opened as much as possible. So the winter is perfect time for it, and we can get the best results at that time. We're offering this initial short-term kit, but I would like to say if you do come over what they call 4 picocuries per liter, and that's the level that they're looking at as far as EPA on what's safe and what's not safe, you do another short-term kit. You can do that through our office. We do sell the kits for $7, or you can go to most any hardware store, and they also sell kits. You want to average those two out and find out what you have for your picocuries per liter, and that'll give you a good idea if you are in that safe zone or in a danger zone.
Anything else you might make sure the public knows about, Shane?
I just like to say that if you wanted to give us a call about any environmental concerns, feel free to do that. We try to answer anything that we can. And if you have any questions on radon or water testing or septic issues, feel free to call us, and we'll answer any questions over the phone that we can.
What's that number?
563-659-8148.
Thanks for coming in today, Shane.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.